Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
I'm Rob Archer, and for Karen Adams, our top local story. The man accused of murdering a former girlfriend who was once engaged to Drew Carey hasn't entered a plea in the case and remains behind bars.
Well-known sex therapist Amy Harwick was found dead in her Hollywood Hills home very early this past Saturday morning, about 1:30 a.m. An ex-boyfriend, Gareth Pursehouse, is charged with her murder of throwing her from a third floor balcony.
Mr. Pursehouse, you have the right to a speedy arraignment. Do you understand that right? Give it up and agree that your arraignment can be continued until March 4th.
Pursehouse was expressionless in court as his public defender asked for arraignment next month.
That will be the order, no bail at this time.
Early in the investigation, Pursehouse had been arrested on suspicion of Harwick's murder, posted $2 million bond, and was released, but then rearrested after new charges were added of lying in wait on top of charges that he broke into Harwick's home before she was killed. At the L.A. Criminal Courthouse, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
There is a subset of homeless people who also suffer from severe mental illness. Now the governor is offering a plan allowing some to be forced into psychiatric care.
Sure, building more affordable housing is an important solution to this state's immense homeless problem, but it is only a partial solution. More housing will not help the homeless who are also afflicted with mental illness. So what about the governor's proposal for possible forced psychiatric care for those people?
There are not resources that are available right now to get individuals into treatment and programs.
Kurt Child is director of legislation at the advocacy group Disability Rights California.
Efforts to try and force them into treatment that doesn't exist or housing that doesn't exist is exactly the wrong approach.
There is, of course, a question of civil rights, which is why care, say experts, must be taken implementing any program that requires institutional care. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A major settlement has been reached to reimburse customers of Time Warner Communications for paying for internet speeds they did not get.
District attorneys of L.A., Riverside, and San Diego counties had filed suit alleging unlawful business practices by Time Warner, which began in 2013, years before the cable giant was acquired by Spectrum. L.A. County D.A. Jackie Lacey said there were two ways internet customers got defrauded.
Some were issued outdated modems or old modems, which limited the total internet bandwidth that a customer could receive. Other customers paid for internet plans with faster speeds that were impossible to deliver because of the company's limited infrastructure.
Under the terms of the settlement, Spectrum will pay out $16.9 million to internet customers. Some will get $90 in credit. Others who got lower speeds and were issued outdated equipment will get up to $180 in credit, those billing rebates to be issued in the next 2 months. At the Hall of Justice, Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Won't be long before SpaceX is building spaceships. At the Port of L.A., Harbor Commissioners gave their blessing today.
All those in favor?
Aye.
The commissioner's vote means SpaceX can soon get started on its temporary facility in the San Pedro area once the full L.A. City Council signs off on it.
I can only say to SpaceX that we look forward to you being good neighbors and good tenants, and hopefully it'll help change our town.
Change in terms of more jobs, more high-paying jobs that could provide all the thrust needed to boost the local economy into orbit.
Whether it was 700 employees or 130, we believe there's future for growth there in this industry.
L.A. City Councilman Joe Buscaino was all smiles following the vote.
Listen, we know Elon Musk, it's a race to space, and this is a terminal that once built ships. Now we're building spaceships.
The company wants a spot by the water because the spacecraft is too big to transport on trucks. They'll need to move it to the launch sites by barge or ships. at the Port of L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070.
Electric Dash buses will be picking people up all around L.A. soon. The city just bought 155 of them. Mayor Eric Garcetti tells KNX it's part of a goal to transition to a 100% zero-emission bus fleet by 2028.
We're really pleased to not only be making history by having the biggest electric bus order in U.S. history, but also that it's going to help clean up the air, clean up the noise, and also provide local jobs. So it's kind of a win-win-win.
He says the four electric buses are already on the street being tested. The others will be phased in throughout the year starting next month. Garcetti says passengers won't have to worry about any fare increases to help pay for the buses.
The former elementary school principal sentenced to 15 years to life in prison after being convicted in a deadly DUI crash in the Palmdale area. She was principal at Enterprise Elementary in Lancaster at the time of the crash, November 15th, 2018. Police say she swerved into oncoming traffic, collided with the 29-year-old woman from Lancaster who died at the scene. Her blood alcohol level was more than twice the legal limit.
Federal authorities have begun targeting transportation hubs around the country that aid in the transport of methamphetamine. Operation Crystal Shield is underway in eight cities, including Los Angeles, Atlanta, Dallas, and St. Louis. The DEA says those cities tend to get meth in bulk from Mexico, and it hopes to intercept the drug before it's trafficked throughout the country.
KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.